This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier this week, the Department of Veterans Affairs completed an initial audit of wait times at VA facilities around the nation, and it flagged the Atlanta VA Medical Center, along with facilities in Smyrna, Dublin, and Savannah, for further review. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson is a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. We spoke with him about a week and a half ago, just before Eric Shinseki resigned as Veterans Affairs Secretary. Senator Isakson joins us again from Washington. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Dennis.
Do you know why the Atlanta VA in particular was flagged for further review?
Well, I think all of the clinics around the country and hospitals around the country that had numbers that were high, which is almost every clinic and every hospital, were flagged for further review. And I think it's only appropriate to make sure that if the books were being cooked, we need to get to the bottom of that and see to it it stopped.
Well, you've gotten to my next question, which is there were allegations that, as you put it, the books were cooked, false scheduling entries were made, or records were tampered with. But the reports we've read don't specify whether there is evidence of that at the VA facilities here. Have you seen anything more specific than that?
I have not seen anything specific as it relates to Atlanta. I did uncover a August 2010 memo. The VA had identified 4 years ago a scheme in some of the VA hospitals where they were cooking the books in order to get bonuses for their employees, and put out a memo 4 years ago to try and put a stop to it. That was overlooked or mishandled or, in fact, didn't take place, which is one of the reasons I believe that the problems at the VA are systemic, they're cultural, and they've got to be rooted out and stopped.
Have you heard from people, either patients or staffers at the Atlanta VA, who can shed any light on whether there was falsification of records?
I have had no one make that allegation to me, either a patient or somebody who was a whistleblower or anything of that nature.
Now, the VA here told us after their face-to-face audit a week or two ago that no scheduling irregularities were found. Does the release of this new audit make you think that they weren't telling the truth?
No. I have met on a every six-week basis or every two-month basis with Ms. Wiggins, who's the new director that was hired last May. She's been very forthcoming in terms of rooting out problems as they existed at the Atlanta VA. I have no reason to have any suspicion that they're withholding anything from me, but I still think the audit should take place to be sure.
Now, the VA says it's already taking corrective action. It's gotten rid of that 14-day wait time goal. It's ended some of the performance bonuses, among other things. It also says it's accelerated care for those who have waited 30 days or longer. Do you think, given the situation that we have, that that is even attainable?
There's a lot of work that needs to be done. The VA has not proven itself to be very trustworthy in terms of some of the things it said under previous leadership. So I think seeing is believing, but trusting and verifying is going to be critical.
The last time we spoke, you pointed out that during the government shutdown battle 2 or 3 years ago, the VA was forward funded by Congress for 2 years to make sure that even if there was a government shutdown, at least the money would be going to the VA. And
That's
this
correct.
Past March, you said there was another 2 year forward funding. But given the burdens that the VA faces, was even that enough funding?
We have not had an occasion that I'm aware of where a VA executive or a VA health system manager has come to us and used an excuse of lack of funding as a reason why they could not do something. Obviously, you can always use more money. Everybody can think of a way to spend it. But the Veterans Administration has been well funded. The activities that caused the crisis in these appointments, we're using a cooked books type of formula to show a department is having a better performance record than it actually had in order for the executive to qualify for a pay raise. And that has nothing to do with funding. It has everything to do with character.
And certainly some of the critics have not tried to imply that there's any excuse here. They also say that, at least according to PolitiFact, the funding has been about $2 billion a year less than President Obama requested, although he did eventually sign off on it as well.
Well, requests and actual appropriations are almost always two different things, sometimes higher, sometimes lower.
So should the Congress have allocated more over the years?
I think the Congress's appropriations process and the VA process in particular has been more than adequate. I think its timeliness for a two-year forward funding has been good. I don't know of a specific issue where someone has not received services because of funding. Sure, we'd like to bill more, and one of the things we are doing, by the way, in this new bill that's being passed is adding 26 outpatient clinics around the country to help relieve pressure. One of those is going to be in Cobb County to relieve the pressure in the metropolitan Atlanta area. So we are doing those things appropriations-wise that are necessary in terms of facilities and physicians to reduce the pressure.
Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson, a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Senator Isakson, thanks so much for checking back with us. We appreciate it.
Best to you, Dennis. Thank you.